Hey, this is Drew Weber, and what I want to do today is take yet another look at the Yamaha MM6 Mini Motif 61 key keyboard. I first want to give a description of the keyboard. We will then look at the entire knob/button layout. We will then talk a little bit about the arpeggio situation in regards to how to change arpeggios. We will then get into some MIDI things, such as connecting the keyboard to your computer, connecting a USB flash drive to the keyboard, and just a little bit of sequencing thoughts with the Quick Windows Sequencer. If you look through the archives on blindcooltech.com, you will find a similar podcast on the same unit from Daniel. This is a great podcast, and I do encourage you to check it out. And while I may cover several of the same things, my hope is to bring some expansion. So first, a quick look at the keyboard. For those of you who possibly don't have the Yamaha MM6, but are thinking of getting one in the future. As I sit down behind the keyboard, with the keyboard in front of me, I feel its face. It's made of plastic, but doesn't feel cheap. If you pick it up, it's somewhat heavy, probably weighing around 30 or 40 pounds. It is a 61-key synthesizer. The keys are not weighted, and they are made of plastic. They are velocity sensitive, though. The keyboard does have a pitch wheel and another wheel used for what I believe is chorus or other types of modulation. To the right of these two wheels are five knobs. One thing that I do like about the knobs is that for a blind person, there's a pointer at the top of them and on at least four of them, a click stop in the middle. The only one that does not have a click stop is your master volume. Below these knobs are a series of buttons. The buttons do have somewhat of a plastic membrane-y feel, but you definitely know when you push one. To the right of this series of buttons and knobs is a good-sized LCD screen. To the right of this, your jog dial, which does not have one exact pointer that you could use to know where you are. And to the right of that, another series of buttons. On the back of the keyboard, behind the first row of knobs and buttons, you really have nothing. Behind the jog dial and the second row of buttons, you have several ports and connectors. Two USB ports, two MIDIs, a sustain, a mono left and right out, both quarter inch, a quarter inch stereo headphones / amplified output, and to the right of that, your DC power. To the right of this is your on / off button. Coming down the right side of the keyboard, you don't have anything other than this collage of buttons that we've already discussed on the right side, and of course, the high end of the 61-key keyboard. This keyboard does not feature any built-in stereo speakers. To utilize this keyboard, you will have to either plug it into a mixing console, or headphones, or another amplified stereo output. On the bottom of the keyboard, kind of in the middle, you find a hole, which I assume is for mounting to some type of piano stand. On the right side and left side, there's actually indentions which fit the piano stand that I currently have. It's kind of a metal stand that you can take and open up, if you will, and then set the keyboard on the stand, having the two arms of the stand, one on each side, sitting in the grooves. There is some feet on the bottom, so if you were to set the keyboard on a table, you would be able to do so. And that's basically what you got in regards to what the keyboard looks like, or feels like, at least. Now, let's go take an in-depth look at the button layout. Knobs and buttons. You can also find this as a text layout at roosterloop.posterous.com. That's roosterloop.posterous.com. The layout will correspond with other knobs and buttons to help the user locate these knobs and buttons in the future. At the top, at the left side of the keyboard, there are five knobs. From left to right, master volume, cutoff, resonance, attack, and release. Underneath the release, two buttons from left to right. Edit, utility. Below these, from left to right, menu, execute. Below these, record. Sync/start, start/stop. Underneath the resonance knob, two buttons with a space in between. song, and pattern. Below these are three in a row: preset, user, and USB. Below these, a little bit to the left, are four in a row: A, B, C, D. Down from the master volume are four buttons: metronome, tap tempo, decrease speed, increase speed. Below these, two buttons: finger and autofill. To the right of the display, to the right of the jog dial, there is an inverted or upside down triangle of three buttons. From left to right, no, yes. Below, exit. To the right, there's a very small raised nub or knob that almost feels like a screw if you don't know it's a knob. This is the display contrast. Below this, two buttons, a space, and a single button. The two buttons, category decrease, category increase. The button after the space, arpeggio. Below these are three buttons: minus transpose, plus transpose, and dual. On the same row, after the space, two buttons: performance bank, decrease, and performance bank, increase. Below these are three buttons: octave down, octave up, and split. The top row of buttons, which are the category search, are as follows: piano, keyboard organ, guitar bass, strings brass, drums / percussion, and ethnic. The bottom row of buttons: track select / mute, store, track 1, track 2, track 3, track 4, track 5, track 6, track 7, track 8, pattern. Now that we've covered the physical attributes and button layout of the keyboard, let's discuss connectivity options. I'm going to be discussing connectivity options with a Windows PC running Windows XP and connecting USB storage devices to the unit. If you look at the owner's manual, which you can download off of the internet in a PDF format, you might be kind of skeptical as a blind user looking at this keyboard in regards to menus and what might pop up on the screen when you plug in a device, such as USB connections. It is very nice to note that if things have popped up on the screen asking for confirmation, I haven't known it, and it hasn't stopped me from carrying out commands with the keyboard connected to my computer. I've used the Quick Windows Sequencer and have had really no problems in laying down tracks from the keyboard using it as a MIDI controller to the computer, and then playing these tracks back from the computer, being the MIDI file, through the keyboard and using the keyboard's voices. In a Windows environment, what you have to do is download the driver for the Yamaha MM or Mini Motif series of keyboards. After downloading, you go ahead and install, and I will note that you have to have the keyboard connected and powered on to complete the installation. After installation, it's pretty much hands down, if you will. At least in Quick Windows Sequencer, you go in and select within your options the MIDI device, which it says MM61, and then any MIDI information that's sent back and forth from the keyboard to the computer is done automatically using the Yamaha MM6. So what about connecting a mass storage device? The one nice thing about it is when you have the keyboard on and you connect a mass storage device to the host USB port, you hear a high-pitched whine sound, similar to what you may hear if you connect a USB mass storage device to a laptop computer and you're using the internal sound card. Kind of like a whistle, letting you know that the USB device is being accessed and files are being searched through. It's only for about a second or two that you hear the whistle, and after that, I have to hit the USB button at least two times or more to get it actually to read the USB stick or mass storage device. Once this happens, though, it automatically starts playback of the first MIDI file it finds on the device. And going through other MIDI files on the device is really a snap. You just use your jog dial, take it from left to right to go forward, and from right to left to go backwards. You, of course, have your play/stop buttons, so stopping the MIDI playback is just as easy. One more thing I want to mention is arpeggios. Arpeggios basically play multiple notes when you hold down either a single key or multiple keys. Notes are played without you actually tapping the key multiple times, if you will. To turn on the arpeggio, you just hit the arpeggio button, which is on the right. But then you get sick of that arpeggio and want to know how to change it. Well, after the arpeggio is on, you hold the button down for at least 2 seconds. And then use your jog dial to go through the over 400 arpeggios included in the keyboard. I've found some really interesting things. Okay, now that we have all of that out of the way, let's talk just a little bit about what this keyboard was made for in regards to music styles. Now, you really could use this keyboard in any genre, that's a given. But as I listened to the demo included in the keyboard, a lot of what I hear is hip-hop styles. For me, that's honestly why I purchased the unit. There's a lot of awesome synths. Really, the synths in the keyboard, in regards to the voices, are what you hear in today's typical hip-hop music scene, which is really pretty cool. At the end of this podcast, I'll play a sample of what you might hear in regards to hip-hop-related voices from the unit. Let's finally talk about getting the digital audio out of the keyboard and into a digital audio workstation such as every computer. The USB connectivity option that allows you to connect the Yamaha MM6 with your computer is not a digital audio option. It is only MIDI. So to get digital audio from the keyboard to a digital audio workstation, my advice would be running the mono left and right out, going into a audio interface, and then into your computer. Well, there you have it. I don't know everything there is to know about this keyboard, but I hope that that gives you some more information. You can feel free to follow me on Twitter and communicate with me that way at Roosterloop. Again, at R-O-O-S-T-E-R-L-O-O-P. You can shoot emails to roosterloop@gmail.com. Thank you so much. Have a great day.